Iconium. Must have like this. Omar Rav. Bodak, let's say you found one mace. Upona, and you removed him. You only found one mace afar. And right away you removed him and buried him someplace else. Then Bodak, you checked out your field again. And you found the second mace. Upona, and you removed him someplace else. Bodak v'yashkach. And then you found a third mace. So, loy hai maf nilei gabi hanach. Trey, plehani trey le gabi haichad. That some said that this is not cool, you have a Beis HaKvaros here yet. Because you didn't find all three at the same time. In other words, when you found the first one, you removed him. When you removed him, he's like not here anymore. Then you found the second one, but when you found the second one, he was the only one there. Then you removed him, then you found the third one. So kids, each one that you found was, it was only like one at a time, therefore it does not make up a Shunas HaKvaros. That's what Rava says. And Ikadiyarmi some say no. Ikadiyarmi some say Yamarova. Kivan Shinos na Rishus Lafanis. Mafanis Lain, that once you have Rishus to remove them, that's enough. It's like Rutasa says, Ikadiyarmi Kivan Shinit Rishus Lafanis. Shekva Pino Kodim Shioda Shishleshaim. Is Afashlishi Mafanil Mokim Shiirza. Diviyechod Lain Nisakin Shunas Kvaris. Now this sheet is the kula that you even allow to move around the third mace. Now, in the same case, you found one mace and you removed him. Then you found the second one, you removed him also. Now you found the third one. So, mashma, according to the first sheet, that now when you find the third one, you have to be afraid that maybe it was a basic verse. So, therefore, that one you have to leave here. And Ika the army says no, that even the third one also you have a right to remove. Like we said, that since you never found three at one time, it never got a shame of Beis HaKvaros. So therefore, even the third one also. That's an Ika the Army Yom HaRavah, that Kivan Shenosna Rishus Lefanois, since you had permission to move the first one, and the second one is Lefanolein. And therefore, you gotta move them. So the question is why? V'leshavinu Shchunas Kvaros. Why are you allowed to remove the third one? Why don't we say, L'maisa, now you found three mason buried there. So good, you removed the first and the second one. But now it should be like a Gloy Milsa that we know it was a Beis HaKvaros here. When you find three mason buried, we take on that it was a Beis HaKvaros, and then it should be also to remove it. Because then we say most probably he was buried there to stay there. Our we had to remove him is we say he wasn't buried to stay there. It's not a Beis HaKvaros, only temporary, so you're allowed to remove him. But once you know that there were three mason there, before that should be a straw that it was Kavua. So therefore, it should be also to remove it. And this the Marian says, Amresh Lakish, Ila Matzah Vatir Eretz Yisrael. That's a Lashon the Gemara says all over again. They're like, whenever we have a suffix of Tum and Eretz Yisrael, we're always a Mekel. So therefore, we're Mekel over here. V'yein la'achta Tum al-hachmir. That's like the cloud. If you have a suffix to make something tummy or not, if you have a suffix here to make it into a basic verse or not, we better don't do it. Some say it's halacha mashim. It's seen that it's halacha, but that's the lashon always that we say. Ilo motza, they found some type of an excuse for tiro as Israel, and therefore was a doubt whether there was a mace there or not, whether it was tummy or not, and for a small type of an excuse, they said it's tor. But that's the cloud. We don't want to make Eretz Yisrael tummy. So therefore, any type of a suffix, we're not machzik tuma in Eretz Yisrael. Vayta bodak miyeshimamo v'lo motza mai. So the Mishnah says, what? If you found three mason, it's called like a Beis HaKvaros. So then the halacha is that you have to check out 20 yamas. Let's say you checked out 20 yamas. Bodak miyesra mama. V'loi matzah, you didn't find another mace. Mai. Omer Rav Menashe, Rav Yimi, Omer Rav, Shchunas Kvaros, my taima. Like, what's the reason why we said there's a cemetery there? So the Chura, if the Shalom is, you checked out 20 yamas one way. So something is now, do you have to check out the other way also 20 yamas or not? Like Tosafot says, Bodak chof amav le'motzamai, till the echod min aruchas, you checked out one way 20 yamas. Is me yamrina, do we say, ki echod l'ruach zeh le'motzah, since this way 20 yamas, you did not find another mace buried there, lo'yiyah zezok livdoit l'shah aruchas, then maybe you don't have to check around the other three sides, that's the suffix. So you have to check the other three sides or not. So Gemara answered, Amar Menashe Rav Yimi Amar Rav Shchunas Kvaros, like the Tosfos Kleima Shunas kevara shel shloisha shenimso kvar yeshloi. You found already three mason buried here. So churish should have a shen like the beis akvaris. Avloit staruch yes livdoik. But you don't have to check further. Why not? And that's like we said before. Amar Reish Lakish ilomotz avatira es Eretz Yisrael. They found this small type of an excuse, and therefore they said the mace is not there, and they were matira Eretz Yisrael. So Toi says, my time ilomotz avatira es Eretz Yisrael. This the mafarshi bodek loymotz amai shelach b'beimik. Another shaila. Pakol ponim. That's the halacha that you checked out one way 20 yamas and you did not find the mace. That's enough. You do not have to check out 20 yamas on all four sides. If you found the three mason here, you go one way, 20 yamas there, and you dig up all the ground there, and you don't find the mace, you have a right now to go to Kula. The same as probably there are no other mason buried there, and you don't have to check further. Mishnah says, Kol Sofik Negoyin, and if somebody have a doubt, if a person has Tumas Negam and Sarasanat, is Batchilator, that if he wasn't Tumme yet, you want to know to make him tummy or not, that's a pasha lochi go basa chazaka, that is tor. That since up until now he was tor, most probably he's still tor. Achla nizrat l'tuma. That's only up until we did not make him to be a mitzvah, a tummy yet. But misha nizrat l'tuma, but once we found him to be a mitzvah, to be tummy, and now it's a suffix, is he tor again or not, then we say tzveka tummy. Then from a doubt, we still retain the tuma. That's the klal, leave him b'ches koslai. Since we're tummy before, most probably still tummy. So the Mara says, now minu hani minu, how do we know this Yisoyit? Some of you, Dom Arav, all my quarter pasuk says, l'toroi l'tomai. Starts off in the parasha of Negoyim with the word l'toroi, mash m'tayra. So if you have a suffix, whether he's tor or tummy, we would leave him with the tayra. Hoyul u'posach b'akosti b'tayra t'chila, since the pasuk starts off with tayra first. Fred Gemari, hachi is so, like even in the state of the Mishnah, even in the case where the person was Vadei Tamei, and now it's a suffix if the neged went away or not. Like I said, the case of the Mo, you have two people, and one person went away, we don't know which neged went away. Like two people first had the size of a gris, and later they came back and one size went away, but we forgot which one had what. So it's a suffix if it became Torah or not. So the Mishnah says, leave him the tumah. So the question is, if it's a gzeras hakosav, Tosfos explains, so like, in a case where he was tohar before, pshita he should remain tohar. But that's the klal, you go bosa chazaka. Since the person was becheskes taira, without a posik, I would know to retain, he should remain tohar. What do I need a posik for? It has to be in a case we know, in svara I should say he's tamei, because he was tamei before. We have the doubt that the tumah went away or not. So Churi should leave him the Cheskas Toma, but that the Pesach says L'Toroi, he goes to be Tor. So even can I get a Cheskas Toma, he should be Tor. So Gemara says, Elok Yitmud Rav Yudah Marav Aho Yitmah. It goes on this type of a case. In Beheres Kodma L'Seir Lovin. These are Tzumonim of Tzaraas, if you have white hair, and you have a Beheres, a white spot. So it depends what came first. If the Beheres, the white spot on your body and your skin came first, before the white hair, tummy. That's called the simon of tumah, your tummy. The insaya love and kaidul beheris. Let's say no, first your hair turned white, and then came a white scar there, then we say your tor. What about suffix? You don't know which one came first. Halachatak is tummy. If you have Yeshua in the kaya, Yeshua says no. In this case also it's tor. And Mar says, my kaya, what does the word kaya mean? I'm Rav Yehuda, kiya v'tiyar. He said it's tor. For the Gemara of Duma Kaya Vatami, how do you know that's what the Kaya means? Kaya means usually gets a little bit lighter. How do you know what it means? Maybe it means that it's Tamei. On this Tamei of Yudah, my Rav, or my Kroh, the Pesach says no, L'Tiaroi or L'Tamei. It says the beginning of the Pasha of Negoyim, it says first the word Tiaroi. Hoyo L'Pesach Be'akosav V'Tayim V'Tchila. Since the Pesach starts off with this, with Tayim V'Tchila, therefore we say that it's Tamei. That's why it says here it's a bigger type of a suffix over here. That here, without the silent the neger itself, which neger came first? Is it tamer? Is it tor? See, it's like we say it's tor. And the chur is getting the kash the chura. Mamonashoch. If he was tor before, so chur he has a cheskas taira. I shouldn't need the posik. Helamai the chur has to be talking about when the person was tamer before. In Tosfos Suba speaks out like this. The posik is when we know he was tamer before, and now he wants to become tor. And we have a suffix now, if this nega now keeps them to be tummy or not. So in such a case, we have this posik of the tyroi. To say no, when you have a suffix by negoyim, the posik starts off with the word latyroi. To say in that suffix, we retain the tyroi. Now we keep it, even though it was something before, we say he could become tor. We leave him to become tor. So the Mishnah. The shivod rochim in seven ways, boidikin es hazav. You can check out a zav, for the lock of a zav by a man, if he sees zav comes out of his body two times, he has a tumor for 7 days, but it has to come out as tumor zav, and not because something caused it. There are things that could cause you to see zav, and then you don't have the special tumor of zav. So there are seven ways to check a person out. Achla niskat laziva. Until before we give him the tumor of the zav. But Michael, first we check out to see maybe he ate too much. If he ate too much, that could also cause you to have zav. And that's called machmas oinsoi, that will not give you a tumor as a zav. Well, the mishta, maybe he drank so much. So the face speaks out. The question here is, k'may b'ri'i or rishayna shniya? We have to check out the first or second time you see a zav, we have to make sure it comes out of the body as tumor zav. And that's because something caused it to come out. So you have to check if you didn't eat too much. Over Mishnah, the Mishnah says, over Masa, maybe you carried too much. Over Kvitsa, maybe you were jumping in the daytime. Over Choli, maybe you're sick. That could cause you to see Zav. Over Mara, that maybe you saw Rashi's Tosa, Shiro Ish, the Isha and his Kokkin Zelazer. Maybe you saw a man and lady together. That gives you a Yisoris. That could also make you become a Zav. Well, the hero, even if you didn't see it, it's time you think about it. So the hero could also cause you to see Zav. Then the loch is, that's not called Tumah Zav. So we check you out with these seven things to make sure that these things are not happening throughout the day. Then we say, if you saw Zav, you talk have Tumah Zav on you. Mishaniskak Laziva, let's say once you became a Zav already, my Torah says, Kemoi B'riya Shlishis. We're talking about now the third time. As the law is, when a man sees two times Zav, he becomes Tamei for 7 days. To bring a Korban, he has to see a third time. The Korban, if he saw two times, he's Tamei already. Now, the third time he sees is Ein Boidkim Oisai. We don't have to check him out right now. Because the Cheskosu, we say most probably, he's Tamei. Oinsai. What about though, let's say it was Oinsai, that's one of the seven things that happened. So Tay says, let's say you know for sure that one of these seven things happened to him. Bishas, the third time he was seeing, after he already saw two times, or else Sveikoi, or Vishikhva Zeroi. So he's learned Sveiko Shikhva Zero. The world will explain what this is. Here is Tanayim. In these cases, once you saw two times, then the third time, even though the Zav came out with something else, it came out with Shikva Zero, or Boinsoy, or Sveikoy, if it's Zav or not, Menasafet, we say you're Tameim. You're Tamei. Why? Shiraglayim Madover. That's the Cheskosoy. There's a Raglayim Madover that most probably it's Zav that came out now. Since you already saw two times, you already have a Dintumer on you, so we keep you with a Dintumer, but the third time is also Tamei. And now you have to bring a Korban. What about Hamakiris Chaveroy? Let's say you hit your friend, for Yamdullah Misi, you hit him so hard that the doctor said most probably he's going to die. Now, if he would die from this hitting, you'd be Chayiv Misi, it's called you killed him. But for Hikam Imenu, the next day it turned towards the better, that he started to get a little bit better, your friend. Shoy Liacha Mikan, it's got better than it was before. The Hikam Imashoyu, and it got better from the way it was before. And liyachem mikan hichbud ameis, but later it got worse and then he died. So locher is chayiv. Tanakama says, "Gefort you're chayiv. You're the one that killed him. It was your wound that killed him." We have nechemu and the potter know shiraglayim ledover, because from the first hit he was getting better. So he didn't die because of your wound. He died at the end. Something else caused him to die, but it wasn't your wound that caused him to die. That's not called. You did a ma'isa ariga. So Mar says now, Minohani Mili, how do we know this? That the first you saw it, of Shibud Roch and Boydik Mes Azav. Omri Ab Nosna Makro, the Azav as Zoivoi, L'Riya Shlishis, for the third Riya. That means Ishkas L'Nikeva. For the third one, it's Doimah to Nikeva. Because when Isha, even though she saw it, she saw dam because of achila, it doesn't make a difference. By an Isha, there's no ptur of loinsai. Therefore, by a man, it's only the first two times that there's a ptur of loinsai. But once he saw already two times that he's vadei tamei, now it's a question the third time he sees. Even if we say one of these seven things caused him to see, still he's tamei. Because the third riyah of Yazoi Vezoivoi, that's a hekesh to an akeva to an Isha. And by an Isha, even the first two times she sees, even though it's boinsai, she's always tamei. Therefore, a man's third riyah is had the din of an Isha's the first two riyahs. For a time you learned, we have Lezer Weimar Vishlishis Beit Gemoisa. He says, no, even the third time a man sees that, we have to check him out to make sure it wasn't the cause of an insight of the food or the drink or the jumping. For Reviya Saint Voitkinois, for the fourth time you don't have to. So the Marin says, Ella, so here the Marin says, my time with Reb Lezer, less like Drosha the Amrinan. So how come Reb Lezer doesn't know from the Drosha we just said, we just dashed in Vazoy, that the third time you don't have to check him out? So the Marin says, Ella, the Yes and Kamiflagi. The Machloika says, if you dash in the word S, the Azoy, S Zoyvoy, to use the word S also or not. We have Lezer Doroshesin. If you dash in the word S, so it's the fourth time we don't have to check him out. But the first two times, even the first three times, you do have to check him out. For Rabbanim Ladashi Yes and Rabbanim don't dash in Essen. There's only two times we have to check him out, the first two times. But the third time, you don't have to check him out. Right? Ein Sayu Sveika.